Okay, good morning. I'm Greg Henderson, responsible for the Automotive Communication and Aerospace and Defense Group. And I am going to. Oh, my presentation not up. Can you? Okay, all right. There we go. Thank you. I am going to talk to you today about an important franchise in our group, which is the RF and microwave business. So today I have kind of two key themes. I'm going to talk about our vision for this business, where we see the future in the business in the microwave and millimeter wave frequencies. And there's kind of two themes to this. One is the market trends and dynamics that are driving this market to high frequency. And then second is our strategy to develop the core platforms and solutions to enable this transition to a millimeter wave world. So with that, I'd like to introduce who we are in the RF and microwave business. And by that, I'll introduce myself. I've been in the wireless industry for much of my career, a lot of it as a semiconductor and component supplier, but also on the system side. And I was the vice president of the RF and microwave business at Hittite when we were acquired by Analog Devices. And after that acquisition, we did an organizational change that combined what was the Hittite microwave business with what was the ADI organically developed RF and microwave business. And together, we are the market leader in the performance segment of this market. So we have over $500 million of revenue, and we have the broadest portfolio of components from DC to 100 gigahertz. Our strategy in this market is to develop complete signal chain solutions to ease our customers' design journey. You heard Peter talk earlier about the fact that our customers have fewer and fewer design engineers trying to get to market quicker. And so our strategy is to develop these complete signal chain solutions to ease that design journey. Through that, we have a very broad base of customers throughout the performance market segments, and I'll turn to talk about those segments at this time. So defining the performance market segments, I show the subsegments of the market that we're in today. We start with communication infrastructure. So this is all forms of communication infrastructure: cellular communications, microwave radio, satellite communications. The second is aerospace and defense. So this is applications for communications and sensing in the aerospace and defense market. The third is automotive. Automotive radar is the large modality today. You heard Mark talk about automotive radar, but there's other emerging applications in automotive we'll talk about. The fourth is industrial. This is the broad industrial market. Kevin talked about industrial automation. This is wireless sensing applications primarily to enable robotics and the industrial market. And then the fifth is the instrumentation test and measurement market. This is not a core end segment by itself, but as these other markets need high-performance RF and microwave technologies, you need the test equipment to test them, and that's the end market that we're in. So combined together, these are a $3 billion market and is growing. We estimate this to grow to be a $4 billion SAM by 2022. The other point I want to make is that all of these, as I said, we are in the performance market segments. So this $4 billion is the signal chain. That's the bridge that Peter talked about. It's the signal chain for this market. But there's also a large market for the high-performance power solutions that attach to these. And you heard Steve talk about some of those, and you'll see I give the same signal chain examples that Steve had earlier. So there's a large power market that attaches to go along with this as well. So moving on, I want to talk a little bit about this market in more detail. And I show a spectrum, a graphic here of the electromagnetic spectrum to kind of show the main applications that are driving this market. If you think of the applications that you're most familiar with that have driven the wireless industry for the last 20 years, these are typically RF applications. So these are in this frequency range from DC to 6 gigahertz on the left side of the chart. These RF applications like 2G, 3G, and 4G cellular communications, GPS, Wi-Fi, these have really driven the market. But if you look at the applications that are emerging, they tend to be microwave and millimeter wave applications. So while the RF application is still a very important part of our business, and I'll talk about that, there's a lot of growth in these microwave and millimeter wave applications. These are, for example, automotive radar at 24 and 77 gigahertz, 5G cellular communications, which is going to be at 28 and 39 gigahertz, next-generation Wi-Fi, sometimes called WiGig, which is going to be at 60 gigahertz. And this is in the microwave and millimeter wave frequency range. And we estimate actually that the microwave and millimeter wave subsegment of the market is going to grow four times faster than the RF subsegment over the next 5 to 10 years. There's actually a good technical reason why applications are moving to higher frequency. If you have a communication application and you want a higher data rate, the main way to get that is to go to a wider bandwidth. To get a wider bandwidth, you have to go to a higher frequency. So higher data rate, wider bandwidth drives you to higher frequency, and that's for communications applications. But for sensing applications, it turns out there's also a technical reason to go to higher frequency. And again, it's to get a wider bandwidth, and that's for resolution. So if you want a higher resolution radar, like Mark talked about our 77 gigahertz automotive radar strategy, you move to 77 gigahertz to get that wider bandwidth and have a higher resolution. So these are real technical reasons to drive to the high frequency. But one thing to understand is that the design complexity goes up at higher frequency as well. The design challenges get harder. It's no longer just an analog circuit design. It's an electromagnetic design. The packaging is more complex. And so this is a great space for analog devices because it's high performance, it's high complexity. We have a lot of competency in this microwave and millimeter wave design, and that's converging with the market moving to this at the same time. So I'd like to switch now and kind of talk about our strategy for this market. And there's three key initiatives that I want to talk about that are that we're working on to basically enable this microwave and millimeter wave market. The first one is to enable multi-gigabit per second communications. So we're developing the core technologies and platforms to enable 5G communications effectively, and I will talk about that in a minute. The second is democratizing phased array. So phased array is a multi-antenna technology. It's very prevalent in aerospace and defense. I'll talk more about the technology in a minute. But our strategy is to democratize that technology and make it more accessible in all the markets that we participate in. And the third is to make wireless sensing ubiquitous. So the key there is that I talked about wireless sensing. If you think about wireless, you mostly think about communications today, but there's a lot of sensing applications, automotive radar being one, but there's others. We have a strategy to bring this wireless sensing technology to ubiquitous across the markets, and I'll talk about that. A key thing about these three initiatives is they're not dependent on any one of these markets, and you'll see this as a theme as we go through the presentation. Being a leader in the performance markets that we're in, we're developing core platforms and solutions that scale across the markets. We're not dependent on any one of these markets, and we get a lot of technology leverage across the markets as well, and I'll talk about that as we go forward. So now I'm going to turn and talk about each of these initiatives individually. The first one to talk about is enabling multi-gigabit per second communications. If you look at the communications trend as carriers have gone from 2G to 3G to 4G, typically that's about a 10 times increase in bandwidth. And going from 2G to 4G was mostly about waveform optimization in that RF spectrum. But that waveform optimization has pretty much run its course. And to get the data rate increase from 4G to 5G, carriers have to go to kind of new technologies to be able to get that data rate increase. And I would say there's two key technologies that they're looking at, and ADI is participating in driving both of those. The first is going to multiple antennas. So this is sometimes called massive MIMO in the communications industry. And this is instead of having a small number of antennas on the tower, you have a very large number, 64, 128 antennas. And by doing that, you can use those antennas to collaboratively send data to multiple subscribers using multiple paths, and you significantly increase the capacity of the base station. The second is to simply go to higher frequency. So like we talked about before, higher frequencies, higher bandwidth. This is the essence of millimeter wave 5G that we talk about at 28 and 39 gigahertz. And Analog Devices is developing the core platforms and technologies to enable both of these transitions in multi-gigabit per second wireless communication. I'm going to show you one example here, which is that of our software-defined radio platform. You've probably heard us talk about this before. So on the left-hand side of this chart, you see a traditional multi-channel base station. This is actually a two-channel transmit, two-channel receive, multi-channel base station design, which is done traditionally by our customers on the board. And I show our latest generation of the software-defined radio in the center, which reduces the board area by a factor of 10. Beyond that board area reduction, because of all that reduction you get, actually it reduces the overall base station footprint for our customers by 50%. At the same time, it gives them a big power savings and also a big time-to-market advantage because they no longer have to do the design. We've done that design for them. And as a matter of fact, if you look at this kind of design on the left, you see that you really can't get to these massive MIMO deployments that have 64, 128 antennas without this kind of integration. Other advantage of this platform, this is a software-defined platform. It's a software-defined radio platform. So we have the same technology that can scale from a macro cell to a small cell to a massive MIMO. That gives a huge advantage to our customers because then once they've designed that in, they can take their software and leverage it across. But it's also a huge advantage to us because once we're designed into those platforms, there's a lot of stickiness to the fact that the software is harder for our customers to change. So this is designed in across the ecosystem for massive MIMO, macro and small cell, and we're like on our third generation of this technology. So this is a key way that we are enabling multi-gigabit per second communications. The next initiative I want to talk about is democratizing phased array. To do this, I'm going to take a little bit of a detour and talk about what phased array technology is in general. And I show here on the left-hand side of the chart a traditional radar architecture. So this is like an old-fashioned radar you might see at the airport. And the key is that on that radar at the front of the nose, there's a single high-performance radio. And then that single high-performance radio is mechanically scanned by the antenna as it rotates around. So this radar has basically a single beam, and it scans on a well-defined trajectory that goes around 360. It has some significant disadvantages, being that it's a mechanical. Mechanical stand has mechanical challenges in that it has reliability challenges, et cetera. Also, that single beam has to, once it scans a location, has to come all the way back around before it can see that location again. So in the aerospace and defense market, they developed a technology called phased array, where instead of using one radio that's mechanically scanned on the antenna, you have thousands of elements that are electronically scanned. And there's a bunch of small antennas, and by controlling the interference between those antennas, you can electronically steer the beam. So it has a huge advantage that it's a fully electronic system that can be electronically scanned. It also has a big advantage because you can have a multi-beam capability. So now instead of just having one beam, you can have multiple beams, and you can scan those beams wherever you want, similar to what Mark said on the LiDAR. As a component supplier, it's a big deal because instead of having one high-performance radio, you have thousands of radio channels. So the system level impact to us, we can sell for a single system millions of dollars of components for a single phased array deployment. However, there's a downside to this technology that it tends to be very complex. You have this thousands of channels, you have to control them, you have to calibrate them. So it tends to be a very complex technology, and that's the reason why it tends to only be deployed in very high performance aerospace and defense market. So our strategy is to try to democratize this by making the technology more accessible. I show on the left-hand side of this chart a kind of a typical phased array deployment. So you'd see the panel on the front of this, say that plane, but behind it there's a huge amount of electronics where you integrate all of these channels together, all in all of the control. They tend to use very discrete signal chains today, lots of individual components. We sell a lot of product into there today, but we're looking at where this will go for the next generation. So our strategy is to bring the levels of integration, like you saw on the cellular, to this market. We're developing ICs that do multiple channels integrated into a single IC, and by the levels of integration that we're bringing, we can actually significantly reduce the complexity. And instead of having all those electronics behind the panel, you can actually mount the whole thing on the back of the panel. So we're developing this for multi-market. Even for the aerospace and defense market, this is very attractive because it significantly simplifies the design for them. But our strategy here is beyond that as well. We want to leverage this multi-antenna technology to all of these other markets. The benefits of these multi-antenna technologies are there in 5G communications, in satellite communications, in automotive radar. And so our strategy is to bring that multi-antenna technology across those markets. And that takes me to the third initiative, which is making wireless sensing ubiquitous. As I said at the beginning, if you think about the wireless industry that's really driven the volume, it's mostly about communications. But there's one market where sensing is probably as ubiquitous as communications, and that's the aerospace and defense market. So wireless sensing radar, if you like, is very ubiquitous in the aerospace and defense market for applications like perimeter security, et cetera. But there are many other markets where wireless sensing can have the same impact, and we think these markets are really just starting. One of those key markets is automotive. You heard Mark talk about our strategy in automotive radar, so we're driving a lot of capability there. But there's a lot of broad industrial markets that benefit from wireless sensing as well. Factory automation and robots, you heard Kevin talk about that. There's a lot, as you automate the factory, this wireless sensing and awareness of the environment is very important. And in addition, there's other broad industrial applications, applications like UAV collision avoidance, UAV ground altimeter, smart city deployments to put radars on traffic corners to understand to count the cars. So there's a lot of applications across these industrial markets. But one of the keys here is that these are markets that aren't very familiar with RF and microwave, especially when you get to the millimeter wave frequencies that you have to get for these applications. So our strategy to make wireless sensing ubiquitous is to try to bring more turnkey solutions to these markets. I show an example of that here. This is a recently released 24 gigahertz radar solution for the industrial market. So this is a complete reference design, and actually if you come to the demo later, we have a demo, we have this in our demo room to show you. It's a complete reference design for a 24 gigahertz radar. It has the analog devices chipset for the 24 gigahertz radar, the analog front end, and the DSP. On the back of the board is the antenna, is actually integrated on the back of the board. But in addition to having the components and the antenna there, we also have it integrated completely with the software stack, detection and tracking algorithms included. So basically, you can get this reference design from us and try out these radars in these industrial applications. And then if it works, if you find that it's good for the application, you can take that reference design and design it straight in. So the way we're enabling this and making it ubiquitous is by having this complete solution going all the way from the components up through the software is really easing our customers' design journey in this industrial market. So if we look at these three initiatives together, I think we have really have a key strategy where we see we have elements of layered elements of differentiation. Starting back at the beginning, we talked about our portfolio. We have the broadest portfolio of components. We have over 10,000 components. And we have a very large competency in high-frequency design. But beyond this, I think you can see in the three examples that we bring here, beyond just having all of the bits and pieces to develop a system solution, we are working at the system level to ease our customers' design journey, and I gave you three examples of that, really going beyond silicon to have system-level solutions. So for us, this is key because we think we're going to capture more market share. We're making the customer design journey easier. That allows them to get to market quicker. But in addition, we're creating competitive barriers. We have competitors that compete with us on elements of our portfolio. They compete with us on parts of the signal chain. But there's no competitor that is really effectively competing across all of these performance markets and across the vertical stack that we're working on. And finally, we're enabling new applications. We're very excited about the new markets for wireless sensing and other applications where by bringing these system-level solutions, we can enable new applications that even we hadn't thought about to date. So with that, I kind of bring to conclusion the presentation, and I think there's two key points I want you to hope that you can carry away from this. First, this is a very good market. The RF and microwave market is a very good market. It has grown over the last years and will continue to grow. And that growth is going to be driven by these high-frequency microwave and millimeter wave applications. So that's the first thing. And the second thing is that we have a good strategy in this market. We are building the core platforms and technologies that are going to enable this market to happen. We are expecting to have double-digit growth in this market and that we have a diversity across these markets. So we're not dependent on any one market transition like 5G or automotive radar, but we're developing the core platforms and technologies that go across this market, and we're able to get that scale and leverage. With that, I hand back to Ali.